Be present. There is only one time that is important. Now. It is the most important time because it's the only time that we have any power. Leo Tolstoy. Being present means you are aware and active in the present moment. You may have heard it referred to as living mindfully, or mindfulness before. Essentially, it means that your mind is where your body is. It isn't drifting off thinking about past regrets. It isn't thinking about something else. Here's a quick example. Have you ever been with a friend who barely acknowledges you because they're playing around on their phone? That person isn't living in the moment. They are not present. To become present, they would have to focus on the moment at hand, spending time with their friend. Why it's important. Being present isn't just about being a good friend, though. It's extremely important to you to manage your attention. How can you possibly pay attention to important tasks if you think about past regrets? Living mindfully can help you in many other ways as well. Here are a few benefits of being present. Helps you manage stress. There's mounting evidence it helps with symptoms of depression and anxiety. Strengthens your relationships. Improves creativity. You appreciate life more. Better attention to details. Better decision making. 4 steps to become more present. Step 1. Breathe. Breathing exercises are one of the best ways to tap into mindfulness. They are effective, free, and you can do them anywhere. You can reduce stress and lower heart rate and blood pressure by paying attention to your breathing. Sometimes a well-timed deep breath can help keep us in the moment by saving us from our emotions. Taking a deep breath before responding in anger is a key example. Instead of being lost in your emotion, anger in this case, your deep breath helps keep you grounded in the moment. You avoid saying anything you regret, and you'll think and respond more clearly. While there are many simple breathing exercises, a simple one to keep you in the present moment is mindful breathing. Simply find a quiet, comfortable spot and just focus on your breathing. There's no need to manipulate your breath in any way. Just focus on your breathing. Note the sounds of inhaling and exhaling. Watch your torso rise and fall with each breath. Feel your chest and lungs expand and contract. This technique will help you release negative feelings and quiet a racing mind. Practice this technique regularly. Step 2. Engage each sense. So often, we rush through this world without paying attention to anything. We're too busy to notice the world around us. We're too busy fretting about the past and worrying about the future. Stop and take a look around. Notice the sights. Breathe in the air and notice the smell. Think about how the fabric of your favorite sweater feels against your skin. Take a sip of your coffee and try to pick out the particular flavor notes. Take some time each day to engage all the senses available to you. Step 3. Appreciate small pleasures. A great way to stay in the present moment is to appreciate the small pleasures we usually take for granted. When you take time to appreciate different aspects of your life, you pay more attention to them. Noticing the positive things in your life, no matter how small, is an effective use of attention management. Try to spend some time each day appreciating the small pleasures in your life. Here are some examples to get you started. The sunshine. Sound of birds singing. A smile from a neighbor. A nice breeze. A beautiful flower. The sound of children's laughter, etc. Step 4. Stick with it. This is the most important step of all. Becoming more present isn't a one-off. You need to commit to it. It must become part of your routine. The more you use the above steps, the more present you will become. Double down on the 3 steps above if you start to feel like you aren't living mindfully.